And he said a lot of things when he got born again, the Spirit of God would say to him. And what he was taught in church was so different. He said, what I did, the point I want to get to and move on, he said, I learned to do my own thinking. So you got to learn to do your own thinking. You can't let people do your thinking for you. I'm going to say it again. I don't care what kind of, you know, you can be raised a certain way, certain ways among certain groups, and they'll control your thinking if you, and it'll go straight out against the Bible, and they'll make you, if you do the Bible way, they'll say you're wrong. He said, on that bed, I learned to do my own thinking. You got to learn to do your own thinking, because you're going to answer for you. You're not going to answer before God for me. You're going to answer for you. And you're responsible not just let somebody push something off on you and just do something, because I know you know it, but we don't pay it close enough attention. We have an enemy. His name is Satan. He got a lot of workers called demons and cohorts of darkness and evil spirits. They're going about and among you seeking whom he can devour, deceive, influence, to do wrong. They're right here. But they don't, but we won't let them talk today because I'm talking. But here, while I'm talking, because they don't like what I'm saying, they would do anything to get, can I talk to you a minute? They will do anything they can to get your attention. They'll make your cell phone become so important. They'll make the ball game that's going to play this afternoon be so important. They'll make what you want, the dress you got on, I got a spot on it. All that stuff becomes so important that what I'm saying, you know, you won't, and when I get through saying, somebody walk up to you and, what did he say to that? I don't know. You know why? Because you didn't pay it no attention. You didn't deem it important. But when someone is speaking what thus says the Lord, it is very important. And what gives it thunk and impact, and that's what I seek to do, if you know what I mean by thunk. You know what I mean by that thunk? Impact. The anointing. So you can get up here and just talk, but I don't like to talk off the top of my head. I want to make sure that I'm anointed of God. Because the anointing is what's going to get the job done. Hello, 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 hello. I say hello. Hallelujah. I can't do this by myself. But bless God, the anointing can get it done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, and he can, and the anointing will also help you to hear. It'll keep your attention. Because when you get in trouble, whew, I've been there. When you get in trouble, and I didn't listen when I had, you know, everything going smooth and cool and everything was fine. Hello, somebody. But when trouble showed up and I couldn't, and I didn't pay attention to what the Lord was saying, and then I don't know what to say. Anybody? Anybody ever been there? I laughed at myself many times, and I'm going to tell it, but I'm not going to give you permission to laugh. There was a song when I was a kid, and some of you don't even have a clue. You probably have to Google it and do all that to find. There was a song in my day and growing up, and the song was said, "Oh Lordy, Miss Claudy." And in that song, they had a word said, "When you're 12 years old, you act just like a natural." I ain't give y'all permission to laugh yet. Anyway, so I was out there one day. That's when we formed, and I think I was about 12 then. And we had, Daddy would put four horses to this disc. They pull this disc so he cut the ground up. They roll it up with a bus, and they put that disc in the middle of that row and cut it down. And they I don't know why they were aggravating me. They wasn't doing what I wanted them to do. And I started hollering. And they speed it up. And I didn't know that in the middle of that road there's a stump. You know what a stump is? And that disc hit that stump, you sit on that seat, a springy seat. And when that disc hit that stump, I went up and came down through the disc. My foot went through the disc, almost cut my little toe off. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They wouldn't stop. Whoa, whoa. And it seemed like getting real serious. And it was serious. Finally got to the end, they stopped. And I didn't know what to say because I was in trouble. And I remember that song. I said, oh, Lordy, Miss Claudia. I was trying to call on the Lord, y'all. That's what I was trying to do, but I didn't know how. And so this is my point. I'm trying to, you sit up here, you won't listen when you get in trouble. You won't know what to say when you get in trouble. But if you pay attention, you'll learn something. You'll know how to rebuke the devil. But I didn't know a thing in the world about rebuking the devil. All I know that man said, oh, Lordy, Miss Claude. I know the Lord was in there. And so Mother and Peggy and I think Betty, they were across what we call across the branch. I couldn't get out because it shredded my pants. And I hollered loud, Ma! 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 I'm trying to be nice because I don't want to holler out like that. And I hollered. Finally, I got their attention. They came running. And they got me out and took me to the pharmacy. I don't know what they call them then. Daddy gonna take me to the doctor, stitch up my foot, and let me get rid of this and get this toe and get on. I thought about needles. I guess that's why I'm in I'm not comfortable with needles. I never have been. Said they probably have to sew it up. I said, no. That's the last thing I'm gonna tell me. I couldn't see myself somebody sticking a needle in my foot. So he finally took me to Tabs drugstore, and he's about like a doctor. And he gave us some powder and some stuff, and sure enough, he was able to bandage up and they changed the band. It took a while, but I got healed, kept my toe and everything. But my whole point is, I didn't know what to do. You young, you middle-aged, and even when you get older, you still need to know what to do. But if you know what to do when you're real young, it'll save you a lot of heartaches and pain, a lot of suffering, stuff you go through. If you know what to do and you know what God said and do it the way he said, it'll save you. You'll be so glad you did. Amen. But the enemy said, oh, it's fun now. I remember, now you tell this one thing, just simple things I didn't know any better. It's just because I could do it. How many of you know what skater box is? How many heard skater box? I know y'all heard of skater box. And I didn't try to hicken it, but I did. You know what I did with skater box? Took my teeth and cracked those skater box. Guess where my teeth at now? Don't y'all ask. Don't even ask. Amen. And see, these things, this is what gets us in trouble because we think it's fun. I can do this. And just because you can do it, it may not be right to do. And this is why God gave us instruction in his word. Notice he said, our subject, with what long life will I satisfy you? How many of you want to live long? How many of you want to live long and live strong and live free of pain and suffering? See, there's certain things you shouldn't do. And if you learn what to do and then be disciplined to do it. Now, give me my scripture back again. And so we can move on. I'm going to go through it this time. See, can I go through it without stopping?